Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, earlier on this week, we celebrated the World Bee Day. I'll say it slow enough, the World Bee Day, B-double-E. Well, maybe you didn't celebrate it, but it was World Bee Day, a day to raise awareness of the importance of pollinators and the threats that they face. Bees and other pollinators are essential for the survival of our ecosystem. I mean, basically, without bees, we're in trouble. So I'm joined now on the line by our bee expert, Dara Stanley, and this is a mouthful here, I'm going to give you all this, who is Assistant Professor of Applied Entomology in the School of Agriculture and Food Science and Earth Institute at University College Dublin. Wow. Dara, how are you doing? Are you all right, Dara?
I'm good, thanks, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. Did you have a good bee week, did you?
I had a great week, Dave. Yeah, so Wednesday was World Bee Day. So we should be celebrating bees all the time, but Wednesday was a particular
right.
day
well,
to
let's,
take notice
let's
of
take a look at the obvious question. Why, Dara, are bees so important?
Well, bees are hugely important for a variety of reasons. And the first thing I suppose to say is that often when people think of bees, they think of the honeybee. It's probably the most famous bee in the world. It makes honey for us. It also pollinates crops. But it's been domesticated by us as humans. But actually in Ireland, we have 99 different species of bees. So we have the furry bumblebees, 21 species of them, and we've got 77 species of smaller solitary bees. And unlike bumblebees and the honeybee that live in colonies, these smaller solitary bees, each one actually makes their own nest. And these bees are hugely important because of the role that they play in the environment. So first of all, bees are really important because they visit and pollinate the vast majority of our wild plants. So for these plants to set fruit and set seeds, they need to have interactions with bees and other pollinators to do so. But it's not just our wild plants and wild systems that benefit from bees, also our crops. So 75% of all of the crops we grow globally benefit in some way from pollination by bees and other insects. So these are our fruit crops, things like apples and plums, seed crops, things like sunflowers, nut crops, and a variety of different foods. And often if you think of some of the things you particularly like, things like chocolate and coffee, they both benefit from pollination by insects. As well.
All right. Okay. Well, now listen, hold on a second. First of all, for crying out loud, you have 99 species of bees. Would you create another species and round it up? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Okay. Okay. So, look, bees are really important and they pollinate food crops and all the rest of it and wildflowering trees. They've been, you know, they produce honey and they're indicators of general biodiversity and all this kind of thing. Are we as aware as we should be of all of these kind of things?
Yeah, so I think with growing awareness of the importance of bees and other things in the environment, which is great. But unfortunately, we do have issues when it comes to biodiversity in general and to bees. And that there have been declines noted here in Ireland and globally in both abundance and species richness of bees. And this could be a problem for us in the future, because if bees are providing pollination services for us, but if other components of biodiversity are providing a whole host of services for us as humans, they help with regulation of soils and decomposition, they help with the production of clean air, they help with the production of clean water. So we as humans are very reliant on biodiversity and nature for these services. And if we have declines in bees and other components of biodiversity, this could have knock-on impact on these services we get as humans. So I think we're becoming more aware of this and more aware of the importance of keeping these intact so that we can continue to benefit from them in the future. And I think at the moment, as we're all stuck at home during COVID-19 times, actually, I think people are really becoming very aware of nature and are actually watching their birds in their gardens and so on and so forth.
And, you know, in terms of pollination, like, there are different methods, aren't there? There's wind and there's birds and there's bats and there's other insects. But, I mean, bees, they pollinate on that to the power of 100, don't they?
They do, yeah. So you're right. Some plants are pollinated by the wind, but the vast majority of plants globally benefit from pollination by other organisms. So primarily that's insects, although birds and bats would be important in tropical systems. But bees are particularly important pollinators, and that's because they rely on pollen and nectar from flowers for every stage of their life cycle. So they need it as adults, But then whenever you see a bee in their garden, look really closely, because you'll see on her back legs, she'll often be carrying these big lumps of pollen that she's collected from flowers. And she's carrying these, as we call them, pollen sacks, to bring back to her colony or her nest to feed her developing larvae.
Wait a second, hold on a second. You said back legs. So this is going to answer my biggest question of all. Bees have knees.
They do indeed. Bees, like us, have three segments to their legs. They've got their tarsus, they've got their femur, and they've got their tibia. So, but on their back legs, they've got a big, shiny, flat area that they call a pollen basket. There's long hairs on the side of it. And they use this area to stick pollen onto so that they can actually carry it back, as I said, to their nest to feed their larvae. So look closely next time
right.
you see a bee.
Absolutely.
And you might see her doing it.
Fascinating. Okay, I would assume that, you know, we know what the bees need, and there aren't enough bees around. Gosh, this is very difficult. But like, what they need is a lot of flowers to feed on and that. And like, there's a huge quest for most humans for, you know, neatness. And what I presume you'd be saying, you shouldn't override ecological considerations. Basically, hedgerows and field margins and field corners and roadways and farmyards. You don't have to make them too neat, do you?
Well, absolutely. So the thing is, we do know that bees are in decline, and so are other insects and other components of biodiversity. But the good news is that we do know what we can do to help them. So as you've said, bees in particular, they need flowers to feed on. They need nectar and pollen. But they also need places where they can nest. And they also need places where they can hibernate over winter. So they need all of these different resources, and they need them in relatively close proximity to each other as well. So, you know, we do often value neatness and tidiness around our gardens and parks, but often it's kind of the lawns that aren't cut that have dandelions in them,
yeah.
Or the areas that don't look a little bit less tidy might be where a bumblebee makes her nest. So we really need to just try and introduce more flowers back into the landscape, be those wildflowers or be they garden plants that are good for bees and so on and so forth.
And also, by the way, like, we do have the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan supported by Chagas. And importantly, like, if people want to check things out, great guides for everybody on what to do to help bees. You can check out pollinators.ie. But why are some people afraid of bees, Dara?
Well, some people are afraid of bees because bees can sting.
Exactly.
They can, yes. But this is a defence mechanism. And an interesting thing is it's actually only female bees that have a sting.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
So if you ever see a scientist picking up a bee, they're probably picking up a male bee. But bees really, they're not aggressive. They will sting somebody if they think that they're going to be squashed or killed. But in general, they're not aggressive at all.
And are bumblebees very friendly?
Yes, they are. A lot of the research that we do in my lab focuses on bumblebees, and we work with bumblebees a lot and handle them for various different things and very, very rarely get stung. The interesting thing about bumblebees is that their sting is like a needle, so they actually are able to sting multiple times because they can stick their sting in and out. Whereas honeybees, their sting is barbed, so once they sting you, the sting gets stuck inside and can't come out again. So that's an interesting biological fact. But as
okay.
I said, in general, they're not aggressive, and you can get very close to a bumblebee and watch what she's doing, and
right.
if she's on flowers, she'll be happy out.
Yeah, no, I believe it or not, I've actually done that myself. Okay, now let's take a look at it. I've established that bees have knees, so we are allowed to use the phrase the bee's knees, etc. So let's take this one here. The difference between a bee and a wasp, what is it?
Yeah, so bees and wasps, they're in the same order of insects, which is the Hymenoptera. It includes the bees, wasps and ants.
Sorry, start that again. In the same what? Say that again.
It's a level of biological organisation that we as scientists call the order level. So it's just that they're closely related. So bees, wasps and ants are all closely related to each other. And wasps are actually fascinating organisms because there's a humongous diversity of wasps. And actually, scientists are discovering new species of wasps all the time, in particular very small parasitic wasps. And these are amazing organisms because what they often do is they parasitize other insects. So they will actually lay their eggs inside other insects. Their eggs will hatch into the larvae inside their insect host, and they will eat their way out of the insect that has been parasitized, which actually makes them fantastic biological control agents of things like crop pests. So they're really interesting.
So basically organisms. What you're saying is, and I'll quote yourself, there's a humongous diversity of wasps. Now, what I want to know is, there's 99 of bees. Have wasps reached three figures, have they?
internationally or globally, numbers of wasps far exceed numbers of bees because of these smaller parasitic ones.
What made you interested in the world of insects? I'm assuming you're interested in the world of insects, are you?
Absolutely. As in my job as a lecturer at UCD, I teach about insects and entomology, the study of insects. But of course, all the research that goes on in my lab is also based on insects, with a focus on pollinating insects in particular.
And by the way, insects aren't doing too great either. They're disappearing as well, aren't they?
So, yeah. So an interesting thing about a lot of insect groups is that we know relatively little about them. We don't have very many long-term studies looking at insects. Declines globally. Now, there was a high-profile study that came out from Germany a few years ago that found a 75% decline in insect biomass over 27 years in nature reserves in Germany. So from the isolated studies that we have, we do know that insects are also in decline. And that's kind of interesting because, as E.O. Wilson put it, insects are the little things that run the world or the small things that run the world. Wow. And insects are by far the most diverse group.
All right. Well, look, like the message most definitely is save the bees and save the insects as well. So, look, I just want to check out. You can watch Dara talking about bees. Is it RT Brainstorm? Is that it?
It is. Yes.
Right. Okay. And slash status, and you can just find it there. Also, you can talk about the Brainstorm podcast as well, etc. And you can visit pollinators.ie and learn more about the All Ireland Pollinator Plan and all of those things. So, Assistant Professor of Applied Entomology in the School of Agriculture and Food Science and Earth Institute at University College Dublin, Dara Stanley. Thank you very much, Dara, for talking to us on the program today. Has it been a busy bee week for you then? Yeah.
Yes, we have lots of events running in the virtual space. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do things in person this year, but there was lots happening online on social media. So you can check back on some of that as well.
And by the way, a quick one, good, bad or indifferent, the fantastic weather of the last 10 weeks, has that been good or bad for bees?
So bees, like us, they like sunny, warm weather. You can imagine if you're a bee flying along and a big raindrop came and hit you, it's a significant thing. So, yes, they would have been enjoying the sunnier, warmer weather and benefiting from it.
All right, Dara, listen, thanks so much for talking to us on the programme today, and take a long-deserved weekend rest. You deserve it. Thanks, Dara. Good luck.
Thanks, Dave.
Take it easy. Bye.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.